This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, November 20th. God's word to you today is God's sure. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Kings 18, verses 37 and 38 from the New International Version, and it says, "Answer me, Lord, answer me, so these people will know that you, Lord, are God, and that you are turning their heads back again." Then the fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the soil, and also licked up the water in the trench. We should stop making excuses and stop giving excuses. No matter the demands of the situation, Jesus never gave excuses. Everyone that asked to be healed, he delivered. In Western Nigeria, the Christian is referred to as Onigbagbo, and it means believer. We may think this is a good title because we are believers, but when you examine it in context, it carries a totally different sentiment. If you address the traditionalists as Onigbagbo, they will dispute it immediately. The traditionalists claim that what they have is Igbonkonle, which means confident assurance, but that is a lie. The confident assurance belongs to us, the followers of Jesus. We, through Christ, can smite the Jordan and the Jordan will part. Amen. Bottom line, the traditionalists claim what they have is practical. They can make things work, but all Christians have is belief. The time has come when Christians need to make their own work. We need to metamorphose from just being believers to performers. Stop making excuses. Focus on your vision and not on your enemies. Keep your focus on your God-given vision and keep moving. Imagine a monkey standing in the way of a train moving at high speed. What will happen to that monkey? It will be crushed. Do not worry about the enemies. Do not make the enemy your priority. Make being all that God has called you to be your priority. Make fulfilling your vision and your objective in life your priority. Any monkey that stands in your way has two options: jump out or be crushed. Say amen. I encourage you to go on the GFH podcast on iTunes and listen to the series on Working of Miracles. The resource is free. In part 4 of the series, we explained in detail the 4 ways of moving power, of transferring energy by conduction, by convection, by radiation, and the charge and discharge method. Please read 2 Kings chapter 2. It is an amazing story of Elijah and Elisha. Our focus, however, is on Elisha's determination to get what he wanted. Elisha had every reason to be angry with Elijah, but he refused to get angry. He had every reason to be offended, but he refused to get offended. Elisha stuck with Elijah and followed him everywhere, and he got what he wanted. 2 Kings 2 verse 14 says, "He struck the water with Elijah's cloak, jacket, and cried out, 'Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?' The river divided, and Elisha went across." Elisha translated his Igbagbo, belief, to Igbonkonle, practical. Let us pray. Lord, that same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in me and performs signs and wonders through me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.